One of the women homilists I really go to is Barbara Brown Taylor, and she was making a reference to the two basins that are in the gospel, in the Passion. One basin being the basin that Jesus washes feet with. The other basin being the basin that Pilate washes his hands in. And I think it's significant to ponder that, in that if we go to Pontius Pilate, when he washes his hands in Matthew's gospel, he knows that he is sending an innocent man to death. And he's unwilling to rock the boat. He doesn't want to cause trouble with the Jews, the Jewish people, the religious authorities. He doesn't want to cause trouble with Rome. He just wants to let things be. And so, are there not times for us when that's the choice we make too? And we might even say the words, I wash my hands of it. Right? Those times when we know we might speak up, we know we might speak truth to power, we know we might do something that will really cause us a sacrifice, and we back away from it and we say, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't have it in me. The cost is too high. Whatever we might say in those moments, and some of them are big, but most of them are small. Most of them are little by little decisions that we make. So then we look at that basin of Jesus, and we can only imagine the shock of the disciples. I was doing some reading about, you know, they're laying around a table, not sitting in chairs like the Last Supper picture shows. They're laying around a table. And so that's when it talks about the beloved one laying his head on Jesus' chest. They were really laying around the table. And so for Jesus to get up, take off his outer garment, take off his tunic, be in his loincloth, which is what the slaves wore, and wrap a towel around his waist. You can only imagine what the disciples were thinking. They just had this victorious ride in on Palm Sunday. And now Jesus is acting strangely. You can imagine why Peter would say, you're not doing that, I'm out. And Jesus going, no, this is really part of this. You really need to do this. And so Walter Brueggemann says, Jesus offered an example to his disciples that was a sharp alternative to all the available models around him. He broke decisively with the model of control used by the Roman Empire. He broke with the model of the religious context of stratification and purity. He broke with all the social realities that control and that control produces, and found himself free in traveling light. In his great act of humility and washing, he broke with all the models of humanity that are visible in our time and place. The rat race of productivity, the fear for survival, the frenzy of accumulation, the deathly sense of self-sufficiency, the false self that seeks approval and security, control. And he says again and again, by the way he's lived, we're going to do this another way. And so too, those are our choices, little by little, not usually ginormous ones, sometimes ginormous ones. But little by little, do we recognize those times when we're pushed by culture, pushed by our false selves, pushed by those desires that cause us to lose sight of, to lose that part in our hearts that knows that we're all one. We're all friends, we're all family, and we need to be that for one another, both in individual situations and increasingly to influence our culture in that direction. So I hope we can keep those images of the basins in our minds. And so when we have that fleeting thought of instead, we can draw closer to the person in need, draw closer to the issue that calls to us, lean in and look in the eyes of persons and make that connection. And so tonight we have an opportunity in a prayerful way to remember that. And so I'm going to begin by washing Barb's feet because she's so kind to me to allow that. And then Alice and Buddy will both wash feet for of anyone who wants to come forward. And then when that time is complete, we'll set up a basin and people can come forward and wash each other's hands, wash the hands of the person behind you. Just remember that the hands and the feet we touch are our family. Our family.